If you want to check snow conditions on the mountain, there's an app for that. If you want to check how many calories are in your lunch, there's an app for that.
And if you're a Catholic seeking penance for your sins,
there's even an app for that. Yep, there's an app for just about anything.
Here in the 21st century, there's even an app to get you around the annoying inconvenience of having to step into a confessional if you have something to get off your chest to a priest. Joining us this morning is Patrick Linen, co-founder of Little Eye Apps and creator of an app that is a substitute for confession. Patrick Linen?
No, it's not a substitute. It's an aid. It's to help you go to confession in an actual church to a priest.
So you practice your confession with the little app, and it's not the only one here, and then you deliver it with a rehearsal to an actual priest to get the actual credit for it?
No, actually, you actually take this with you to your church. What happens is you create a username and password. It creates what's called an examination of conscience based on your information, so like a personal reflection, and then it literally walks you through step by step the actual confession. You actually take this with you into the confessional.
Does it tell you what you need to do?
It tells you exactly what you need to say and do, yes.
So if your confession is insincere, it can actually detect that and go, that really kind of sucks. You're not going to get anywhere with that.
It's not that good yet. The phones aren't that good at helping you. But what it does do is, you know, it helps you sort of, when you go to confession, you're supposed to sort of prayerfully prepare. And so what it does is it creates this examination based on your information. So the idea is that, you know, a mother of two will get a different examination than like a teenager. And that teenager will get a different examination than a priest.
Do you know how many people have downloaded this?
Off the top of my head, I don't. Apple hasn't released the numbers right from yesterday, but I have a feeling it's going to be a lot.
But you don't know if the Pope has actually downloaded it. What does the Catholic Church think of this sort of thing?
The Catholic Church gave us an imprimatur for it, which is Latin, and I know it sounds really fancy, but really it's just a public declaration that there's nothing offensive to Catholic teachings and morals with the app. We were pretty sure we're the one of the first apps to get an imprimatur.
But that's short of actually approving your app as a you know, substitute or a ritual that goes along with confession, right?
Right. This is never intended to be a substitute, and it's not so much an approval. It's just more along the lines of that they don't disapprove of it.
I see. And why do you think in the privacy of one's own relationship with your iPhone that you would be more candid and that your confession would have more significance than in front of an actual priest?
I think there's two reasons. One, our phones are very personal to us, and, you know, in a sense, they're not really phones anymore. They're sort of like personal devices that are, you know, reflections of ourselves. They have our contacts, our emails, our music, our entertainment. It's not so strange to think of that they would also have parts of our faith that are sort of personalized on it. The other thing is that, you know, some people are intimidated by going to confession, and some people haven't been in a long time.
And some people are not. Patrick Linen, you got anything you want to get off your chest to our million listeners?
No, but I might put it into my phone.
Patrick Linen, co-founder of Little Eye Apps, creator of the Confession app. Not the only Confession app, but you think perhaps the first one?
First one with an imprimatur, I'm sure.
All right, Patrick Linen, thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.